Hey everyone, welcome back to Top 10 Go Here channel. Today we've got something super exciting for you, a roundup of the top 10 best 360 cameras of 2023. Whether you're a vlogger, an adventurer, or just someone who loves capturing every angle, we've got the perfect 360 camera for you. We've tested them all, and we're breaking down the specs, features, and all the cool stuff you need to know. Don't forget, we've got links to all these awesome cameras in the description below, so you can snag the best deals. Smash that like button if you're excited and make sure to subscribe for more top 10 goodness. Starting off at number 10, we've got the Ricoh Theta X now. This camera is a bit of a mixed bag. If you're thinking of using it as an alternative to a GoPro, you might want to reconsider. While it does offer image stabilization at higher resolutions than a GoPro, it's just not as good. And hey, vloggers, listen up. You can't use an external microphone with this one, so that's a bummer. But don't write it off just yet. The Theta X has some killer features like excellent coloring and low light abilities. It can even shoot stills in 11K resolution, which is pretty insane. The downside? No raw capture. But if you're a photographer looking for core quality in a 360 camera, this could be your jam. Alright, let's talk about the Vuse XR, coming in at number 9 on our list. This isn't just your average 360 camera, folks. What sets it apart? Well, it's got this super cool feature where its two cameras can pop out parallel to each other, letting you capture 180-degree stereoscopic images and videos. If you're into VR, this is a game changer because it adds a whole new layer of depth to your shots. Operating it is a breeze. Just hit a button and boom, the cameras pop out. Plus, it's got this sturdy build and a lollipop-like design with a built-in handle, making it super easy to carry around. Now, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. The Vuse XR does struggle a bit in low light settings. And yeah, we wish the desktop app had a few more bells and whistles. But overall, it's a solid choice for anyone looking to get more out of their 360 camera experience. Hey, all you business owners and virtual tour creators, this one's for you. Coming in hot at number 8 is the Trizio Lite 2. This camera is like the Swiss Army knife for anyone who needs to create a ton of static virtual tours. It's super user-friendly and takes killer 360-degree photos that are perfect for showcasing event spaces, hotel rooms, or whatever else you've got going on. Now, it talks a big game about its 8K capabilities, but where it really shines is its HDR. We're talking vibrant, dynamic spherical images that look amazing, whether you're in a high-contrast setting or low light. But don't expect to shoot any VR-style videos with this one, it's not that kind of action camera. One thing to note, you gotta be patient with this bad boy. It takes a whole 30 seconds just to light meter and snap a single 360 photo. But if you can chill for a sec, the Trizio Lite 2 is one of the most specialized yet capable 360 cameras out there. It does one thing, but it does it really, really well. Coming in at number 7 is the Samsung Gear 360. Yeah, it's been around since 2017, but don't let that fool you, this thing's still got game. It's got this funky, lollipop design that's a breeze to hold, and guess what? It can even take a splash or two. Want to mount it on your bike or a tripod? It's got you covered with a built-in mount. Now, let's talk deets. This bad boy can shoot up to 4K and even livestream straight to Facebook and YouTube. But wait, there's a catch. If you're a Samsung smartphone user, specifically Galaxy S6 or newer, you're in luck. You get full access to all its features. iPhone peeps, you're not totally out of the game. It works with iPhone 7 and up, but you'll miss out on some features. So, if you're balling on a budget and you've got a Samsung phone, the Gear 360 is like the ultimate sidekick for your mobile adventures. Hey, all you quality junkies out there, get ready for this. Coming in at number 6 is the Kandao Qcam 8K 360, and let me tell you, this thing is an absolute beast when it comes to image quality. We're talking a massive 1 over 1.7-inch CMOS sensor, 10-bit color, and yeah, you guessed it, a whopping 8K resolution. This camera is basically the LeBron James of the 360 world, totally in a league of its own. The colors and contrast in the photos? Mind-blowing. Never seen anything like it from a 360 cam. But wait, there's more. You can even grab a killer photo from a 360 video, and the video quality? Smooth as butter, whether you're going full 360 or cropping it down to widescreen. It's a game changer for all you creative filmmakers out there. Now, it ain't perfect. It's got a fan that you can actually hear. The battery life could be better, and it's not waterproof unless you get a housing for it. Oh, and it's on the pricey side. But if you're all about that image quality, this is the 360 camera to beat. Halfway through our list at number 5 is the Ricoh Theta Z1. Look, we all know 360 cameras usually struggle in low light situations, right? Well, the Theta Z1 is here to break that mold. This bad boy comes with two 1-inch backside illuminated CMOS sensors, and let me tell you, the images it pumps out are some of the best we've ever seen in the 360 game, even in not-so-great lighting. But that's not all. This camera's got dual mics for some crisp audio and pretty solid motion stabilization. Plus, it runs on an Android-based OS, and Ricoh's letting developers create plugins to make this camera even more versatile. Now, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. The storage isn't expandable, the battery life could be better, and you'll need to juggle between two apps for editing. But if you're after top-notch image quality and you're willing to pay the price, the Theta Z1 is where it's at. Coming in at number 4 is the GoPro Max, and let me tell you, this isn't your average 360 camera. What sets it apart? It's got this nifty little display on the back, so you can see what you're capturing without needing to pull out your phone. Super convenient, right? But wait, there's more. This camera's got hyper-smooth stabilization, so even if you're mountain biking down Everest, your footage is gonna be smooth as silk. And the image quality? Oh man, it's top-notch, up to 5.6K at 30fps. Plus, the GoPro app is jam-packed with features, including live streaming capabilities. Now, it's not all perfect. You're gonna need a selfie stick for this one, and it doesn't have a tripod mount, so you're kinda stuck using GoPro's own accessories. And yeah, at $499, it's a bit pricier than some other options like the Insta360 ONE X2. But if you're looking for a 360 camera that really delivers, the GoPro Max is worth every penny. Breaking into the top 3, we have the Insta360 ONE RS. If you're into that traditional action camera vibe but want the flexibility of 360, this camera's got your name all over it. It's like the Swiss Army knife of cameras, letting you swap out lenses like you're changing socks. Go from a 360 lens to a wide-angle 4K camera or even a 1-inch sensor. How cool is that? But hold up, there's more. This camera's got video stabilization that's pretty darn good and an app that's like a mini editing studio right in your pocket. Plus, the display can flip around, so you can frame those perfect selfies or vlogs. Now, it's not all smooth sailing. The screen's a bit on the small side, especially compared to the GoPro, so navigating menus can be a bit of a pain. And yeah, you'll need a frame to mount this bad boy. But if you're after a 360 camera that's as versatile as a Swiss Army knife, the Insta360 ONE RS is your go-to. Our runner-up at number 2 is the Insta360 ONE X2. This camera is like the Swiss Army knife of 360 cams. It's got killer software, awesome features, and it's just a rock-solid piece of tech. First off, it's got a size upgrade from its predecessor, but that's for a good reason. This bad boy is water-resistant up to 33 feet. Plus, it's got a circular touchscreen that lets you preview videos and tweak settings without breaking a sweat. And let's talk battery life, up to 80 minutes, baby. But what really sets it apart? The video quality is insane. You can shoot in 5.7K at 30fps or 4K at up to 50fps. And if you're worried about shaky footage, don't be. Its updated image stabilization and flow state algorithm will make your videos smoother than a jazz saxophonist. Plus, it's got this cool time shift feature that lets you slow down or speed up parts of your videos. So, if you're looking for a 360 camera that's got it all, the Insta360 ONE X2 is your jam. And finally, drumroll please, at number 1 we have the Insta360 X3. Imagine a camera that captures literally everything around you. Yeah, you heard me right, 360 degrees of pure awesomeness. Whether you're into making 3D VR content or just want to edit your shots into regular, flat, videos, this camera's got you covered. You can even reframe your shots and track subjects after you've hit the record button. How cool is that? Now, don't get me wrong, it's not like the X3 is reinventing the wheel or anything. It's more like an evolution of what a 360 camera can be. We're still waiting for that mind-blowing 12K capture and 4K movie exporting. But for now, the X3 is hands down the best, most user-friendly, and downright exciting 360 camera you can get. Plus, the software's gotten some major upgrades, whether you're on a phone, Mac, or PC. So if you're looking for the ultimate all-in-one 360 camera, the Insta360 X3 is where it's at. So there you have it, folks. The top 10 best 360 cameras of 2023. Don't forget, we've got links to all these awesome cameras in the description below, so you can snag the best deals. Smash that like button if you found this video helpful, and make sure to subscribe for more top 10 goodness.